We are not in Tampa this week. Most of the media has stayed away from the site of Super Bowl 55 because of COVID. There are a few stations from Kansas City, some local stations from Tampa there, and a couple of national networks, including Guy Sports, the guy that we always run into on Radio Row. He's a real nuts and bolts, X's and O's sports talk show host. He does a syndicated show. We understand he's actually there, so we thought we could eavesdrop on him this morning. So, Jared, bring up the Guy Sports show.
And you are tuned in to the national radio network. I am Guy Sports. That is my real name, not a fake name like so many of these so-called broadcasters who so-called broadcast for so-called radio. Air quotes. Air quotes. I'm doing air quotes, Josh. Make a note on the show log that I am performing air quotes with my fingers as I utter the term radio. And I do that because I say the word radio in an ironic sense because I do not like the trash that sports radio has become.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
That's us.
Yeah.
Dear listener, I am an old school radio professional. And I mean that in the most literal sense. I am a professional. I take sports broadcasting seriously. It is a sacred trust that I hold between myself and you, the sports loving listener. On this show,
a deep breath.
You won't hear fake characters or silly pranks or, God forbid, flatulence humor. On this show, you only get the most pure X's and O's and deep analysis. We do sports radio the way it was supposed to be done.
Oh, gosh, what a blow.
On this show, I am not the star, dear listener. You are. You drive this bus.
Here comes
you
the phone number.
You captain this ship.
Yep.
I am your mere servant. 888 Guy Sports. 888 Guy Sports. 88, then add an 8.
Why
Guy
don't we call
Sports.
Him? There's no way he's getting
Give
calls.
Us a call. On the subject of radio, I tuned into a few of the notable radio shows from across our land this week in preparation to have this little monologue.
He's going
to
take a shot at us.
Oh, yeah.
One was an abomination of a show called The Touchdown Brothers out of Philadelphia. And when I tuned in, they weren't even talking sports. They called themselves a sports show, and they weren't even talking sports.
He hasn't changed.
They were discussing a heart attack that one of the gentlemen had suffered the night before, and they were laughing about it. And one even blamed it on Doug Peterson. And I don't even know what the connection there was. They didn't even mention what they thought, what moves they thought the Eagles should be making that morning. The other show I listened to was the worst thing I had ever heard in my life. It was some station out of Dallas, Texas. Oh. And they were doing something they called the triple fake Natalie Maines, if I wrote it down correctly.
That's us.
Yeah.
Then they had a discussion about some poor soul who lost his arms in an electrical accident, and they were speculating on the man getting decorative jelly arms. I kid you not!
Man, he was listening.
They discussed this man getting new arms, decorated, ornately engraved, and then they just sat back and they giggled. They giggled.
We've heard that one before.
That is not the kind of show you will hear here on the National Radio Network. With me, Guy Sports, two T's at the end of my last name.
Two T's.
Today's poll question.
Oh, God.
Your favorite football league of all time, 888 Guy Sports. 888 Guy Sports.
Hey, George. George, you can't bug him with the wireless. Why don't you call the
Should
show?
Should Pete Rose right. be in the Hall of Fame? That is our next poll question. 888.
Okay, every year.
Guy Sports. 888 Guy Sports. Also.
Is it ringing?
What's the deal with the X Games? 888 Guy Sports. 888 Guy Sports. Also, we would like to thank last hour's guest, Norm Hitchkus, for coming on here to talk about his new book. About gambling losses and how everyone should avoid gambling if they could.
We didn't hear that.
Now, before we go to the phones, I made a comment earlier today that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply, deeply ashamed of. And if I've hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I am so very, very sorry. If you listen to this program, you know I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As And there's a live spot sheet of copy points coming into me that has just been handed, so that makes it a four live spot hour. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again, to be quite honest with you. I don't know if it's going to be for the NSRN. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Westwood 3, but I'd like to apologize to all who signed my paycheck, for Josh, my producer, for our affiliate in Bullhead City, for the people I work with, anybody I've offended here tonight, I can't get to tell you how deeply sorry I am. Josh Nugent will take you the rest of the way after we go to calls. And we start off first with Petey in Butte, Montana. Thanks for joining us from up there in Big Sky Country, Petey.
Yeah. Hey, Guy.
Hey, good to hear from you, Petey. What's on your sports-loving mind?
Well, first, answer that poll question. I think I'm going to go with the NFL. That's my favorite all-time football league.
Okay, Josh, are you filling out the paperwork back there?
Yeah.
Josh, good. Yes, Josh is marking down all these answers right now.
Okay.
And so far, our tally on the vote of what is your favorite football league, it is the NFL 1 and other leagues,
right.
0.
Ridiculous.
Hey, and I got a question for you, too, Guy, about
yes.
the Super Bowl.
Yes, Petey.
Andy Reid?
Yeah.
Who do you think emits more methane gas in a day, Andy Reid or an Angus Bull?
Okay, Josh! Hang up on this caller. I do not think that this Petey is a real caller. I think it is someone who is using Petey's name without Petey's permission to call into this show.
Permission?
I mean, so I think that, Josh, why is he not hung up on?
I mean, some people look at him and see X is an O genius. I just see a guy who farts like a bull. That's
Josh,
what I see.
Josh, please hang up on this gentleman. This gentleman is an unauthorized caller to this radio program.
Even furious.
Josh, please,
do you think you think Bruce Arians looks like Fernando?
Who the hell is Fernando? Josh, please. Please, Josh. Josh, you're destroying this radio program by not hanging up with this caller, Petey.
I can ask what I want. I'm still on the line.
Josh, you're destroying this radio program more than I was when I accidentally misspoke when I said that San Francisco was the flag capital of the world. I meant to say the term flag.
You and Tom Brenneman, huh?
All right, hang up on him, Josh! Josh, hang up on him!
Oh, this is great.
I couldn't do it anymore.
All right, tune away, Fernando.
Boy, that was you. I've never heard him so irate.
Well, it just gave him a little taste of what it would have been like had we been just down Radio Row from him.
Why are you always messing with people, George?
I love Guy Sports.
See, you just started a fire on his show, and then you backed away.
That's what I do. That's what he does. All right, it's 8:47 on the ticket. You want to play?